So we're on the top of Chaf Amud Aleph, by the fourth line. So Gemara says, "Amar Rav Papa Labaye, Maishna Rishonim Disrachish Lunisa, Umaishna Ananda Lomisrachish Lunisa." Why in the earlier generations they merit for miracles to happen to them, but in the later generations they didn't have those same miracles. So the Gemara says, "Imishum Tenuye, if it's because of the Torah." Meaning that in the earlier generations they learned more Torah, so the Gemara says not true. Bishnei de Rav Yehuda, kulei tanuye ben Ezekin hava. In the years of Rav Yehuda, so everyone was proficient in Seder Nezikin. Anan kamas nisan masninan shita sidre, and yet we learned the shisha sidre mishnah. Meaning we're proficient in all shisha sidar. V'chihava mati Rav Yehuda ba'uktzin. So when Rav Yehuda would arrive at Maseches Uktzin, the final set of Mishnah and Shas, the Mishnah says, Ha'isha shekoveshas yarek b'kedera, v'amri la'zisim shekoveshan b'tarfein tahorim. So these two Mishnahs are referring to the following halacha. The din is that when it comes to various fruits or vegetables, so the only way in which they're makabel tuma is through their stem. So if the stem becomes tameh, the entire fruit becomes tameh. But Rashi explains the business gemara. He says, well, let's say the stem dries up or the stem falls off, so now the fruit's no longer able to become tameh. That's the basic gist of these mishnayos. So when Rav Yehuda saw these mishnayos, he said, "Amar havayus to Rav Shmuel kachazin acha." We see these mishnayos are as difficult and there are as many questions in these mishnayos as we can ask on the statements of Rav Shmuel. Meaning to say that in the times of Rav Yehuda, people were not proficient in Maseches Uktzin and these other sedarim mishnayos, and they didn't really know what was going on. And yet, v'anan kamasninan be'uktzin tleisar mesifta. We learn uktzin in 13 different batei medrash. In other words, meaning to say, we're far more proficient in Torah learning than they were back then. V'ilu Rav Yehuda ki avashalav chad mesane ase mitra. And yet, when Rav Yehuda removed even one shoe, the rain would come. In other words, his tefillah was more powerful than our tefillah, and yet we're more proficient in learning. So the question is, why were the earlier generations zocha to this greater maila? So the Gemara says, but yet we cry out to Hashem for rain and Hashem doesn't listen to us. So what's the difference? How come they were zocha and we're not? So Amar Lehi says, "Kamai havu kamasra nafshayla kedushas Hashem, anan lumasrina nafshina kedushas Hashem." Says the earlier generations were moser nefesh on kedushas Hashem, and therefore they were zocha. Ki had the Rav Ada bar Ava chazi lahuk laikusis davis levisha karvalta b'shuka. He saw a non-Jewish woman wearing some kind of very fancy clothing in the marketplace, which he thought was kelayim. So Savard Vas Yisrael, he thought that she was a Jewish woman. Kamkari mina, so he tore the clothing off her, because that's what we saw in the Gemara read previously, that if a person's wearing kelayim bashuk, if it's kelayim doraisa, so even if in the middle of the marketplace, you have to take off all the clothing that you're wearing. So he thought that she was a Jewish woman. So then Eglaimel saw the Kusis. He turns out that she was really not Jewish. So the Gemara says, Shaimua Barba Me'azuzah. So the evaluation of her clothing was 400 zuz, and that's what he had to pay her for ripping her clothes. So Amar Le Ma Shemeich. So he asked her, "What's your name?" So Amar Le, she said, "My name is Matun." So Amar Le, he says, Matun, Arba Me'azuzah Shavi. You're worth 400 zuz. What does that mean? So Rashi says, two pshatim. Either it means the word Matun is similar to the Aramaic word Masan, meaning 200. In other words, 200 equaling 400. Or it refers to the fact that Rav was basically, that he was basically saying about himself, if I had just been hamtini, if I just held back for a minute, I would have realized that she's not Jewish, then I wouldn't have lost out all this money. Gemara says, Rav Gidol have a ragil to have a ka'asa v'yasa v'ashari de tevila. Rav Gidol used to sit outside of the mikvah. Amar lehu haki tevila v'haki tevila. And he would instruct the women how to use, how to go into the mikvah and how to tovel. So Amar le Rabbana lo kamestafi mar mi yitzahara. Aren't you scared of inciting the yitzahara by doing that? So Amar lehu, he says, no. Damyon ba'apai ki kake chivri. He says, these women to me appear like white geese. In other words, he didn't really have any sort of taiva for them. Rabbi Yochanan have a ragil to have a cause of Yosef Ashari to Tevila. He would sit outside of the wall. So Amar, he would say, Kisalka Menos Yisrael Ha'asyon Mitvila. When the Jewish women come out of the mikvah, Mestaklo me, they're going to look at me. Even Hevi Luhu Zara Dishpiri Kvasi, they're going to have children who are as beautiful and handsome as I am. So Amar the Rabbana, Lo Kamestafi Mar Me'en Abisha, aren't you afraid of the Ayin Har? You're setting yourself up for an Ayin Har by doing that. So Amar Luhu says, no, Adam Yisrael to Yosef Kasina. I come from Yosef. To Lo Shalto Be'en Abisha. Yosef, right, the Ayin Har is not surely it doesn't rule over Yosef. The Pasuk says, Ben Poras Yosef, Ben Poras Ben Poros Aleayin, right? It says that Yosef is this beautiful, handsome person, and it says that he's a person who's befitting of the eye. The Gemara says, "Va'amar Rabbi Avahu, I'll take Rei Aleayin Ela Olayayin," meaning he supersedes the eye. He overcomes any sort of eye and hara. "Va'amar Rabbi Avahu, I'll take Rei Aleayin," Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina Amar, Mehacha, Pasuk says, "V'yid gula rov bekerav ha'aretz," right? "Ma dagim shebaya mayim mechasen aleim," just like the water covers up the fish, so the ain ayin hara shalot, but there's no eye, the ayin hara doesn't affect the fish. So, Avzaru shel Yosef, ain ayin hara shalot, but so too, the children of Yosef are not affected by ayin hara. V'iba yaseima, ayin shelo ratzta lazun mimashi'in shelo, ain ayin hara shalot. Since Yosef's eye did not look at that which was not his, namely by Isha's Potiphar, right? In other words, he held himself back from that which was not his, therefore he was Zohar, that he always overcame the ayin hara. So Mishnah says, Nashim v'avadim muktanim, p'turim v'kriyashma minatfilin v'chayavim b'tzilu v'mezuzah v'birkas avazim, right? So Mishnah says that women, avadim, and ktanim are potter from shema and from tefillin, but they're chayav and tefillin, mezuzah, and benching. So the Gemara says, kriyashma p'shita, mitzvah saseh shazman gramahu, chometzvah saseh shazman gramah, nashim p'turus. What's the chiddush of the Mishnah? Of course women are potter from kriyashma. Kriyashma is mitzvah saseh shazman gramah, because we're only bound to do it twice a day. So obviously women are going to be p'turus. What's the chiddush? The Gemara says, no, now the same ahoa ve'ispa, malchus shemayim, kabash malon. One could have argued that since kriyashma has mentions of all malchus shemayim, therefore even women are chayavos. No, kabash malon, they're really there p'turus. Then we said, omir atzfilin. So the Gemara says, p'shita. Again, why would you think the women are chayavos and tefillin? Now the same ahoa ve'iska, shlo mezuzah, kabash malon. Since we know within kriyashma itself, we still can compare tefillin to mezuzah. And as we'll see in a second, women are chayavos and mezuzah. So one could have argued they're also chayav and tefillin. So kabash malon, they're really p'turus. Then we said that chayav and betfila. So why are women chayav and tefila? To rachmin in it, because tefila is really a form of rachamim, right? We know the Gemara we saw earlier that women also require rachamim. Therefore, they're chayavos and tefila. Ma'u d'seima. One could have argued, "Ho uksivba erev avoker v'tzaharayim kimitzas aseisha asman grama dame kamashmon." This is pasuk in Tehillim in the context of tefila says that you daven to Hashem morning, evening, and night. So one could have argued that tefila is really a mitzas aseisha asman grama, right? So kamashmon, that's not true. That women are really chayavos and tefila. Uvim mezuz. Why would you think the women are not chayavos and mezuzah, right? So the Gemara says, no, ma'u d'seima ho'a v'iskash v'talmud Torah kamash malan. The Pesukim also compare mezuzahs to Talmud Torah, because we have limatim osamas penichem, and then right away afterwards we have chsatim on mezuzos pesacha. So one could have argued, since women are p'turos in Talmud Torah, maybe they're also p'turos in mezuzos, so kamash malan, they're really chayavos and mezuzah. And then we said, u'b'birkas ha'mazon, so p'shita, why would you think women are not chayav to bench? Ma'u d'seima ho'u l'chsev b'seis Hashem lo'chem ha'erev basar l'chol v'lechem b'boker l'spoa k'mit the pasuk says in Parshas Bishalach that Hashem gave us meat in the evening and bread in the morning. So one could have argued that evening and morning represents like a mitzvah says Shazman Grama, and therefore one could argue the women are p'turos to kamash malan, they're really chayavos and benching. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Ada Barava, nashim chayavos bekiddush hayom dvar Torah. Women are chayav to make kiddush midoraisa." Amai mitzvah says Shazman Grama, who becomes mitzvah says Shazman Grama, nashim p'turos. What do you mean? Isn't kiddush mitzvah says Shazman Grama? Why are women chayavos? Amar Rabbi, no, midorabanan. You're right. Meaning midoraisa, women are really p'turos from kiddush, but midorabanan, right? They're chayav. So Amar Rav, what do you mean by but you said that midoraisa, so they're chayav in kiddush. But oh, the kol mitzvah saseh ni chayvinu midorabanan. What, you think that every mitzvah saseh shazman grama, the women are p'turos from the rabbanan are going to be chayav them? That's just not true. We know that all the mitzvah saseh shazman grama, certain of those mitzvahs, women are allowed to opt to do if they want to, but they're not chayav to do the midorabanan. So like you said, the rabbanan are chayav them. So the Gemara says, right, Elo Amar Rava, Amar Kol Pasuk says Zachor v'Shamor. That's the context of Shabbos, right? You have to actively remember Shabbos, and you also have to guard Shabbos to not violate Shabbos. So Kol Sheyeshnu B'Shmira Yeshnu B'Schira, V'Hani Nashe Hoves Nu B'Shmira Isnu B'Schira. So whoever's chayav to not violate Shabbos, which is everyone, including women, right? Women are not allowed to makal Shabbos. So by definition, they're also chayav to keep Shabbos, namely by making kiddush and havdalah, etc. Amar Le Ravino Le Rava, Nashe B'Birkas Habazon D'Oraisa D'Rabban. What's the status of women for benching? Are they chayav at a level of D'Oraisa or D'Rabban? So the Gemara asks, "Lamai nafkamina? Who cares?" Meaning they're chayav either way. So the Gemara says, "No, lafuke rabbi v'dichovas." So the difference, the nafkamina would be, can a woman be motzi somebody else in benching? Rabbi Ikra din, you can have one person bench and fulfill everyone else's obligation. We don't do that basmat hazeh because everyone today knows how to bench. But theoretically, basmat Gemara, not everyone knew how to bench, so you would have one person recite benching and fulfill the obligation of everybody else. But if a woman's only chayav midrabanan, that may not work. So the Gemara says, "I amar deoraisa, ase deoraisa, mabek deoraisa." If a woman's chayav in benching midatoraisa, so good. So her chayav midoraisa can be motzi somebody else, even a man who's chayav midoraisa. But if you say, "I amar derabanan have," so then she ain't a mechuyim adaver. Because she ain't a mechuyim adaver, ain't a motzi as a rabbi midechovasan, right? So, but if she's only chayav midrabanan, she can't be motzi a man who's chayav in benching midoraisa. So the Gemara asks, "So what's the din?" So the Gemara says, "Tashma be'emesom." They said, "Ben mevarech li'aviv, ve'evin mevarech l'rabo, ve'ishu mevarechas l'bayla." So mi ikaratin, a son, Right? In other words, under bar mitzvah can bench on behalf of his father, an eved can bench for his master, and a wife can bench for her husband. But a person who has to rely on his wife or his kids to bench for him, he should be cursed. In other words, meaning to say, it's not a good thing to have to rely on them. You should know how to bench yourself, but make it still works. So again, if the woman's mechuyavet benching b'nei Torah, so that she can fulfill her husband's obligation, which is midoraisa. But el yomer derabanan, ashi derabanan umapik deraisa. If she's only chayav at a level of derabanan, so her chiyav derabanan can't be motzi a chiyav deraisa. So the Gemara says, hang on one second, but according to your reasoning, katar barchi yuvah, how could a katar? A katar is not chayav in benching b'nei Torah. How could a katar be motzi his father in benching based on that same logic? So the Gemara says, you're right. El hachav mayaskinan, kigo cha'achal shiru derabanan, to ashi derabanan umapik derabanan. Let's say the case is the following. You have a person who's a gadol. So a gadol over bar mitzvah is really, generally speaking, chayav in benching b'nei Torah. It just happened to be that he ate a shear that was only chayav in benching b'nei Torah. What would that mean? So we know the Torah says v'achal levesavato derachta. So you're only chayav in benching b'nei Raisa when you eat kidei sevia, if you don't have to be filled. But b'nei Rabbanan you're chayav to bench even once you have a kezias, which is much less than kidei sevia. So let's say you have a person who's over 13 who ate only a kezias of food. So in that case, a woman or a katan could be motzi them because even though they're usually chayav b'nei Raisa, here they're only chayav in a shear benching b'nei Rabbanan. So the Gemara says darash of avira zimnin amar lo mishmi derabi ami the zimnin amar lo mishmi derabi asi. Right? Sometimes he reported in the name of Rabbi Ami or Rabbi Asi. Amru malachi asher eslofni akadosh baruch hu ribono shel olam kasu besar asecha asher lo yisaf anem lo yikach shochad. The Torah says that akadosh baruch hu doesn't accept bribes. So the question is, what do you mean? V'halo ata nosi panem liyisrael, but you show grace, you show favor to Klal Yisrael. Tichsev, it says yisrael Hashem panav elecha. Right? It says in Birkas Kohanim that Hashem shows favor to Klal Yisrael. But doesn't the pasuk say that Hashem doesn't show favor to anyone? So Amar lahem, he says, what do you mean? V'chilo asa panem liyisrael. Hashem says, how could I not show favor to Klal Yisrael? Shekasatzi lehem haTorah, because I wrote in the Torah that really you only have a benching when you eat kidei sevia. The hemadactic about atzvah akizayis avakabetsa, but they're machmir on themselves to bench even on a much lesser shear. Right? So in other words, because they're machmir to do that to bench on a lesser shear, so I'm going to show them favor as a result. The Mishnah says, "Bal keri mahara belibu ve'inu mevarech lo lufaneh havelo liacharah ve'ala mazon mevarech liacharav ve'inu mevarech lufaneh." So let's say a person is a bal keri. So a bal keri is a person who has some kind of a seminal emission. So a bal keri is tamei until he goes to the mikvah. So the halach is that a bal keri is allowed to think about Torah, but he's not allowed to make brachos, neither a bracha rishon or a bracha achrona. But he's allowed to bench. In fact, he's mechuyev to bench. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you can make the brachos both before and after, meaning bracha rishona and bracha achrona. A bal keri can make those brachos as well. So Amar Ravina, zoso meres hiru kedibur. This mishnah indicates the concept of hiru kedibur. Right? Hiru kedibur means that when I'm thinking about something, that is the equivalent of me actually verbalizing it and saying out those words. The isal kedai tachlav kedibur dame. Because if you're going to tell me that hiru really does not have the status of dibur, so then ulama mahar. So what's the point of even thinking about something? In other words, what are you going to accomplish by being maharer if it doesn't have the status of dibur, right? So the Gemara says, El amai hiru kedibur dami. So klachora hiru has the status of dibur. So the Gemara says, Yotzi b'sfasa. So why don't you just verbalize the words? Keda ashkechan b'sina. Just like we find by Har Sinai, and Rashi explains that we know that the din was that the husbands had to be poorish from their wives. Right? The husbands by Har Sinai had to separate from their wives for 3 days before Matan Torah. And Rashi says that the din was they couldn't even think about Torah before. Right before the Torah was given, they had to separate from their wives and become Torah before they were able to receive the Torah. Rav Chista Amar, no, here are lav kedibur. Really, here does not have the status of dibur. Tisag that the here kedibur dame yotzi b'sfasav. If here was kedibur, then why not verbalize the words? Why do you have to think them? Elamai here lav kedibur. So clearly, here does not have the status of dibur. So then lama mahara. But if that's true, so what do you accomplish by being mahara by thinking about words of Torah? So Amar Rabbi Elazar. The reason why we should think about it is so that the rest of the world is not engaged in Torah and you're sitting here and not doing anything. So the Gemara asks, the niggas to fear Gacharit, and why not learn a different paragraph, a different parak? We're talking about something that's what Tzibur happens to be learning right now. So you're going to be learning something which Tzibur is also learning. So the Gemara asks, Vahari Tfila, the Dover Shat Tzibur Oskinbo, Utanad, Hayomi Bitfila, Veniska, Shubal, Kari, Lo Yasika, Lo Yakatsir, right? The Gemara says, let's say, say when it comes to Shmona Esrei, right? So Shmona Esrei is something which the Tzibur is actively engaged in. They're davening Shmona Esrei, and the Mishnah says, let's say you're in the middle of Shmona Esrei, and you realize that you're a Baal Keri, right? In other words, you remember the middle of Shmona Esrei, you're a Baal Keri. So the halach is, you're not supposed to daven. So, but the din is, if you're in the middle of Shmona Esrei and you realize you're a Baal Keri, so the din is, don't stop, but rather shorten your Shmona Esrei. In other words, make an abridged version of Shmona Esrei and finish quickly. So the Gemara says, time of the Ascha. The reason why that's true is only because you started Shmona Esrei. Hello, Ascha, lo Yascha. But if you didn't start, you're not allowed to say Shmona Esrei in the first place. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? So this is a davar shat sibur asukin bo. Shmona Esrei is something which is sibur saying, and yet lechachila, you're not allowed to start Shmona Esrei if you're a Baal Keri. So the Gemara says, no. Shiny tefila to leispa malchus shemayim. Tefila is different because there's no mention of malchus shemayim in tefila, and therefore we're more willing to allow you to stop, as opposed to Kriya Shema, which has a mention of Malchus Shemayim, so therefore a Baal Keri is going to be chayav to say Kriya Shema. So the Gemara says, "V'hari birkas hamas only acharav to leis b'malchus shemayim." But what about benching? Benching, there's no mention of malchus shemayim in benching. Utanat ala mazul mevarich li acharav enam mevarich l'panim. Yet the Mishnah said the Feirush and the Baal Keri is chayav to bench, right? So the Gemara says, "You're right. Kriya Shema birkas hamas only d'oraisa utilu d'rabbanan." The difference is whether you're dealing with a din d'oraisa or din d'rabbanan. In other words, a Baal Keri is chayav to make any bracha with d'oraisa, namely to bench and to say Kriya Shema, but he's patur on things which are d'rabbanan, namely just won't answer. Rav Yehuda. How do we know that in general that you're chayav to bench? In other words, mechatis, how do you know you're chayav to bench? So the Gemara says, Shemem Rav Yehuda Chalter Shem Dirachter, right? The Pasuk in Chumash, Parash Ik, right? You're chayav to bless Hashem for the food that he gave you. How do you know you're chayav to make a birkas haTorah? You have to make a bracha before you learn Torah. Shemem Ar Kishem Hashem Ekrach Vugodel Leilokenu. That you have to praise Hashem, in other words, elevate the name of Hashem by praising him, by calling out his name before you engage in Torah. Amrav Yochanan Lamanu Birkas HaTorah Liacharem and Birkas HaMazon Mikal V'Chomer Birkas HaMazon L'Fanem and Birkas HaTorah Mikal V'Chomer. We learn the notion that you're chayav to bench from a Kal V'Chomer from a Kal V'Chomer from Birkas HaTorah. We learn that you're chayav to bring Birkas HaTorah from a Kal V'Chomer from benching. So the Gemara explains. Birkas HaTorah Liacharem and Birkas HaMazon Mikal V'Chomer Umam Mazon She'in Ta'on L'Fanav Ta'on L'Acharav. Right, the din is midoraisa. You're only chayiv to bench midoraisa. There's no chiv to make a bracha. A bracha rishon. Right? Bracha rishon was a takana and rabbana. Right. So in that Torah, you're only chayiv in a birkas hamazon. And yet Torah sheteuna lefaneha. And then sheteuna acharei. So when it comes to Torah, where you're chayiv to make a birkas a Torah midoraisa before you learn Torah. So kavachom you should be chayiv to make a bracha after you learn Torah. And on the other hand, ubirkas hamazon lefaneha. Then birkas a Torah mikavachomer. And the other way too. Umad Torah shein teuna acharei teuna lefaneha. Torah does not require a bracha achrona, yet it requires a bracha rishona. Mazon shutal acharav inu din sheitel lefanes ukavachomer. When it comes to birkas hamazon, where you require a bracha achrona, you don't raisa. So kavachomer, you should require a bracha rishona. So the Gemara says, no, one second. The Gemara says, ikal lemifrach. You could refute that argument. You could say, malam mazon shekein nene, malam Torah shekein chayeolam. This is what he means. When it comes to birkas hamazon, you're dealing with food. So food gives you physical pleasure. And when it comes to Torah, Torah is chayeolam. It gives you life. So how on earth can I make a comparison between food, between benching, and between Talmud Torah? So the Gemara says, "Ode tanan ala mazon mevarich liacharav inu mevarich lefanatziyota." And it's also against the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Beferish that a Baal Keri only makes a birkas hamazon and doesn't make hamotzi. He doesn't make the bracha rishona because that's only chayim midrabanan. And therefore, your whole argument, this whole kavachomer, is clearly incorrect." Amar Rav Yehuda. Safik kara kriya shma, safik lo kara, eino chozer v'kore, safik omer emes v'yatzeh, safik lo omer, chozer v'omer emes v'yatzeh. So, according to Rav Yehuda, if I'm not sure if I said kriya shma, I have to, then I'm not chayav to repeat it, but if I'm not sure if I said emes v'yatzeh, then I have to go back and say it again. My time. What's the reason by that? So Kriya Shema derabanan, Emes V'yatzeh deoraisa. So according to Rav Yehuda, Kriya Shema is only derabanan, and Emes V'yatzeh is deoraisa. And therefore, if I have a suffix derabanan, I go to kula, so I don't repeat Kriya Shema. A suffix by Emes V'yatzeh, I have to repeat it. So everyone says, "Hang on a second. Masiv Rav Yosef v'shach b'chav kumecha." What do you mean? Kriya Shema is only derabanan. The pasuk says b'feirush, you have to say Kriya Shema, right? When you go to sleep, when you wake up in the morning, you have to say Kriya Shema. How can you say Kriya Shema is only derabanan? I really have no. Who would be the Torah? That pasuk was talking about Talmud Torah, the chiv of Talmud Torah in the morning and the evening, but it's not talking about Kriya Shema. Tanat. Baal Keri Mahari Belibo v'inu mevarich lo lefaneha v'lo l'achareha. Ala mazo mevarich li'acharav v'inu mevarich lefaneha. So a Baal Keri can think about Torah, but he doesn't make a bracha neither before or after. In other words, he doesn't make bench or make a bracha rishona, but when it comes to I'm sorry. Let's make a bracha before and after. But when it comes to benching, he has to make a birkas hamazon, but not hamutz. Yisal kedai to emes v'yatzav doraisa ulivro kacharia. If emes v'yatzav is really doraisa, like we said before, so how come about carries that time to emes v'yatzav? In other words, how come he's putter and saying birkas kriyashma after kriyashma also? If emes v'yatzav is doraisa, he should be chayav to say that also. So the Gemara says, my time of mevarich im yishunitzias mitzrayim ha'idkarli b'kriyashma. I mean, if the reason why he can be chayav to say emes v'yatzav is because in emes v'yatzav we make reference to yitzias mitzrayim, but he already mentioned yitzias mitzrayim in kriyashma, so what do you have to repeat it for? Right, and so the Gemara says v'neim ha'avelo libayha. So why does the Balkari just say emes v'yatzav and not kriyashma? The Gemara says no, kriyashma adiva de'ispatar. The kriyashma is better because it has both omal chashmaim and yitzias mitzrayim. Therefore, we're going to tell the Balkari to only say kriyashma, not to say emes v'yatzav. For Rabbi Elazar, our suffik kara kriyashma suffik lo kara chozer makore chozer makore kriyashma suffik his palos and lo his palos ain't a chozer of his palos. So if you have a suffik by kriyashma according to Rabbi Elazar, you have to repeat kriyashma. If you have a suffik by Shimon Esrei, you don't repeat Shimon Esrei. For Rabbi Yochanan, our ulavai she is palos and kol yul kulo. Rabbi Yochanan says halavai, right? If only a person were to daven the entire day. Now that doesn't mean that we're supposed to daven the whole day. That means we're supposed to break up our day between davening and learning also. But it means we gotta be a suffik. If I'm not sure if I daven, so Rabbi Yochanan would say that you should daven again because it's not such a bad thing if you daven a second time, according to Rabbi Yochanan. But I'm Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. So you only bit feel of in this kashi is, but let's say in the middle of davening and you realize that you already davened, right? So you know, there's the middle of davening and you realize that you davened already. So what's the din? So then, posek vafilu be'emtsa bracha. You have to stop davening even if you're smack in the middle of a bracha. Asks the Gemara, Ini, is that really true? The Amar of Nach, on ki avinam be'rav baravua, pa'an minei hani b'nei barav, hani b'nei be'rav, t'ta'u umir k'rei l'chob b'shabes ma'ushinigri. So the question was raised, what if, let's say it's Shabbos, and you're in the middle of davening Shmuel Esrei, and then you start saying atachoni. You start saying the weekday Shmon Esrei on Shabbos. So he says, what's the din about finishing a weekday bracha in the Shmon Esrei of Shabbos? So Amar Lan Komrin Kolos HaBracha. So you have to finish the whole bracha. So the verse says, don't you see from here that if you messed up, you have to finish the bracha. You can't just stop in the middle. So the verse says, what are you talking about? Haki Hashtag, is that a valid comparison? Hasam Gavra Baruch Yehuv Rabbanu Hu Delo Atshech Hum Mishuk Kvot Shabbos. Aval Haka Hatzali, he says, on Shabbos, you're chayav to daven, just the Rabbanan were matriach you to go back and start over. In other words, if I started saying Atachon, they say finish the bracha, then continue with the regular brachos of Shabbos, right? But in other words, you're chayav to daven. In our Gemara, so you already daven. So in that case, if you daven already, you're no longer chayav. V'amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, hispala v'nichnas habesa knesset. Let's see, a person davened, and now he walks into shul, umat tzim from hispala, and he finds tzibur's in the middle of davening. So im yochal ha'chayish b'davar yachs rav hispala, v'yem lav al yachs rav hispala. If the guy is able to add something new to his tefillah, then he should daven a second time. If not, then he shouldn't. Ud shricha. If we only had the first statement of the Gemara, so how do you mean le yachid v'yachid? One could have argued that the only time that's true that you don't repeat Shmona Esrei is if the first time you said it, you were davening by yourself, and the second time when you realized you said it already, you were also davening by yourself. Or tzibur v'tzibur, or both times you daven with a minion. Avil yachid v'gabi tzibur k'mandel otzai, davi k'mashmalan. One could have argued that if I have a yachid, right, in other words, I have a person who davened b'yachidus, and then he walks into a minion, one could have argued that davening b'yachidus is ki'il like you didn't daven. So k'mashmalan, that's not true, that if you daven b'yachidus, that's still called tefillah. And if we only had our case here, I could have argued because you didn't start davening yet. But here, if you already started, so one could have argued that maybe you should not repeat Shmona Esrei. So that's why the Gemara has these two statements. So you come into shul, you find the tzibur davening. So if you can finish your old private Shmona Esrei before the shliach tzibur gets to modim, then you should start, but otherwise you should wait. Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, he says, no, the cutoff point is not modim. The cutoff point is kedusha, not modim. So, what's the machlokas set out? Marshavar yachid omer kedusha, umarshavar in yachid omer kedusha. Right? So, the machlokas is whether a yachid, whether an individual, when davening by himself, can say kedusha. How do you know that a yachid cannot say kedusha? In other words, the din is that any davar shebekdusha requires a minion. So asks the Gemara, my mashma, how do you see that for this pasuk of v'nikdashti? The Tani Rav Nayachu, the Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, Asya Toch Toch of Gzera Shava. Ksiv Hacham v'nikdashti besoch b'nei Yisrael. Ksiv Hasam hi badalumi tocha edah. So it's by Korach, it says, to separate from this edah. Ma'ala halana we know that there were 10 Meragim out, other than Kalev and Yehoshua. Av Kanasar, so here too, you have to have 10 people. Udechuli Alma Miyas Mitzak Lopasik, but everybody agrees that if you already started, then you don't stop. Ibai Elohu. Mahu lahafsik liyehishma agadam mevorach. What would the din be? If I'm in the middle of Shemona Esrei, can I stop to say Amen Yehishma Rabba? So kiyasa Rav Dimi Amar Rav Yehuda Rav Shimon Tamidi de Rav Yochanan Amrei lakolim avsikin chutz min yehishma agadam mevorach. In other words, you never stop for anything in Shemona Esrei except for Yehishma Rabba. Shafilu osim maisim rakava posik. Even if you're engaged in maisim rakava, the most esoteric parts of Torah, you have to stop to answer Yehishma Rabba. But the Gemara says that's not true. We don't pass it that way. Then the Mishnah said, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mevarich Lefnei Mulacharei. According to Rabbi Yehuda, a Balkari makes brachos before and after Kriya Shema as well. Asks the Gemara, Lememar Dekasava Rabbi Yehuda, Balkari Mutter B'Divrei Torah. Does that mean to say that Rabbi Yehuda holds that a Balkari is allowed to learn Torah? V'Hom Rabbi Shub and Levi, Minayim Balkari Shas B'Divrei Torah. How do you know Balkari is not allowed to learn Torah? Shenemar, it says, V'Hodatam Levanecha V'Levnei Vanecha. So it says you have to inform your children about the Torah. U'smichle Yoma Sheramat to the day on which you were standing on Har Sinai. Ma'al Ha'lan Bali Kriya Nasurin, Avkan Bali Kriya Nasurin. We pointed out before the context of Matan Torah, the Balkari had to go to the mikvah first. So a Balkari is not allowed to be there by Kabbalah Satorah, so maybe a Balkari can't learn Torah either. The Chitim, Rabbi Yehuda, Darish Smukin. Maybe you'll argue to me that no, that Rabbi Yehuda is not Darish Smukin. Rabbi Yehuda was a little bit earlier also. This notion that when psukim are next to each other, you can make, even if the psukim contextually don't have anything to do with each other, you can still darshan the psukim. So the Gemara says, but it's not true. V'hamar Rav Yosef, afilu manda lo darish smuchim b'chal Torah, b'mishra Torah darish. Even if you don't normally darshan smuchim in the rest of the Torah, but in Sefer Devarim, where these psukim happen to be, everyone darshan smuchim. D'hamar Rav Yehuda lo darish smuchim b'chal Torah kula, b'mishra Torah darish. Rav Yehuda is the one who generally doesn't darshan smuchim, but he does darshan smuchim when it comes to Sefer. So asks the Gemara parenthetically, how do we know that in general Rabbi Yehuda does not Dorish Smuchim? The Torah says that a person who commits sorcery has to be put to death. If a person commits bestiality, they get put to death as well. So the Gemara says, Samchu and Yin Lo, these two halachas are juxtaposed to each other. Lomar to teach you, just like a person who commits bestiality gets skila, it's a pasuk before Shin Chomesh, so to a person who commits sorcery also gets put to death by skila. Just because these two psukim are next to each other, that's enough ground to get the guy skila. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold a smuchim. He doesn't hold that just because two psukim are next to each other, therefore I can give you that punishment. Ella ovi yidoni b'chal kol mechashiv. He says, really, Ov and Yidoni are two types of sorcery, and those two types of sorcery are really included in all other forms of Kishuv. The Lama Yot, so how come the Torah singles out those two forms of Kishuv? Lahakish, to compare it to them, make a comparison. Veloma, I'll teach you, Ma Ovi Yidoni Beskila, Bechashev Beskila. Right? In other words, to teach you that just like for Ov and Yidoni you get Skila, so too for all forms of Kishuv you get Skila. The Mishnah Torah and Darsh, how do you know that Rabbi Yehuda does Darsh and Smuchim in Sefer Dvarim? The Sanya Rabbi Eliezer Omer, No Se Adam Anusas Aviv, Umafutas Aviv, Anusas Beno, Umafutas Beno. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, the din is the following. Let's say a person's father raped someone. So the halacha is that not only are you not allowed to marry your father's wife, whether she happens to be your mother or not, you're also not allowed to marry a woman that your father raped. That's the halacha. According to Rabbi Eliezer, a person is permitted to marry if his father raped a woman or seduced a woman, he can marry that woman. Or a father or the son seduced a woman, also he can marry that woman. Rabbi Yehuda Oser ba'anusas avim umfudas. But Rabbi Yehuda argues. Rabbi Yehuda says no, it's not true. Rabbi Yehuda says that you're not allowed to marry the woman that your father raped or seduced. Amrav Gidal Amarav, my time to Rabbi Yehuda. Why should we say that? Dechsev lo yikachish as eishes aviv lo yigalek knaf aviv. Pasuk says that a person is not allowed to marry his father's wife, and he's not allowed to uncover the nakedness of his father. What does that mean? The Gemara says knaf shira aviv lo yigalek, the nakedness that your father saw. In other words, the woman that your father was living with, whether she happens to be your mother or not, you're not allowed to live with that woman. So the Gemara asks, umimaydiv anusas aviv ksev. How do we know that pasuk is talking about a woman that your father raped? So the Gemara says dismichle, because the pasuk right away afterwards says v'nasan. That's in the context of rape. It is that if a person rapes a woman when she's when she's between the age of 12 and a half, in other words, she's the age of a nara, so, and assuming that she's a besuah, she's never been married before, so the halacha is they have to pay her 50 silver shekel. That's the kanas that you pay for rape. So he says that this pasuk is written in this context. So you see that according to Rabbi Yehuda, we darshit smuch. In other words, we take psukim that are right next to each other, and we learn the din that you're not allowed to marry the woman that your father raped. So the Gemara says, Amrei ein b'mishta Torah darish. Fahani smuchim miboy leili idachtu Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. He says, you're right. Really, we are dorish smuchim in Mishnah Torah in Sefer Dvarim, but these smuchim, this juxtaposition, is needed for a different halacha. To Amar Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, kol hamalami livno Torah ma'ala alav hakasuf kilu kibla mehar chori. If a person teaches Torah to his children, it's as if they accepted it on Har Sinai. Shenemar v'hodatam livanecha v'livnei vanecha uchseb asrei yom asher amad livnei Hashem alokecha bechoriv. So you see that when you teach Torah to your children, it's kiilu you were makabel it on Har Sinai. So the Gemara says Tanan Zav Shara Keri Venida Shapolta Shechva Zera Hamishamesh Vera Asa Damnida Tzrichin Tevila for Rabbi Yehuda Poter. So what's this machlokas about? So let's say the following situation. So we know that a zav is a man who experiences some sort of a mission, but it's not quite like a balkeri. It's more like a disease. A keri is something which is brought upon either by inappropriate thoughts, by overeating, by drinking too much, etc. Whereas ziva is something which is, for a man at least, zav is something which is more like a disease. It's more natural. So if a person is a zav, so a zav is already tame as a zav, but then the zav also sees keri. Or let's say you have a woman who's a nida, but the woman who's a nida, so she's already tame as a nida the way she is, but then she ejaculates zera. Meaning, let's say, for example, the woman had relations the previous night, so and now she's bleeding, so now she's tamei as a nida, but then she also ejaculates the zera from the man that was inside of her body. So now she also has a status of tumah like a baal keri, even though a woman can't intrinsically emit keri the same way that a man can, but because that zera is inside of her body, so when she emits the zera, she becomes tamei the same way. Or let's say a couple is having relations, and as they're having relations, they see dam, right? The woman sees dam in the middle. So the halacha is, in all those cases, they require tefillah, they have to go to the mikvah. But Rabbi Yehuda says they don't have to. Rabbi Yehuda says you're pater. So the Gemara says, Ad kan lo pater Rabbi Yehuda, el bezav shara keri, to make kara lav bar tefillah hu. Right? He says that up until this point, Rabbi Yehuda says that you're pater from going to the mikvah. That's talking about a case of a zav who sees keri. Why? Because a zav was chayav to go to the mikvah even before he saw keri. When he was a zav, he was also chayav to go to the mikvah. Right? So that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. He's going to be chayav now also. Avo bar keri grid amichayav. But a person who's only a baal keri, meaning he hasn't seen ziva yet, so he will be chayev to go to the mikvah. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe let me know. Rabbi Yehuda thinks that even a regular baal keri is also pater. So how come the Mishnah says a zav who sees keri? That's to teach you how machmir the rabbanan are, that even in that case you're going to be chayev to go to the mikvah. So the Gemara says, one second. Aim a seifa, but the seifa says hamishameshes veras adam tzricha tefila. Right. So leman katari, the last part of the Mishnah that says that if a couple is having relations and the woman sees dam, so who does that Mishnah go? Like, in other words, the notion that you have to go to the mikvah in that case. Ilei melo rabbanam shita. So according to rabbanan, it's obvious. Hashta umazav shara keri to be karo lavar tefila who mechayve rabbanan. So when it comes to a zav who sees keri, who at the outset was not yet chayv to go to the mikvah because the din is a zav only goes to the mikvah when his 7 days are over. Right. When he's still in the middle of ziva, he's not yet chayav to go to the mikvah. So when he then sees keri, he's not a bar tefillah, and yet the rabbanan are mechayav to go to the mikvah once he sees keri. So a woman who sees dam in the middle of relations, the meikara bas tevilah he, so then lo kolshkitz kavachomer, she should also have to be chayav to go to the mikvah. And Gemara says el lav Rabbi Yehuda he v'dafka katanila. So isn't this the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda? And when the Mishnah said this line, it was specific, meaning mishameshes veras anida ina tzricha tevilah. When a woman sees dam in the middle of relations, so then she's not chayav to go to the mikvah. Avo balker. But seemingly a regular baal keri would be chayav to go to the mikvah according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara says no. Lo tema mitvarich ela mahar her. The Gemara says no. We misread the Gemara. When the Gemara says that a baal keri is allowed to make these brachos, it didn't really mean it. It really meant he can think about them in his heart, but he's not allowed to actually say them out because all these situations they require to go to the mikvah, and therefore until they go, they're going to be tamei. Asks the Gemara, does Rabbi Yehuda hold of the notion of here kedibur? Does he really hold that if I just think about if I just think about the bracha, that's good enough? Vahasanya baal keri she'ein lo mayim litvo. Let's say you have a baal keri, but there's no mikvah around. There's no water to tovel in. So the din is kore kriya shema ve'einu mevarech lo lefanev lo liacharea. He has to say kriya shema. Sorry. He has to say kriya shema, but he's not allowed to make the brachos before and after because he's still tamei. Va'ochel pito mevarech liacharea ve'einu mevarech lefanev. When he eats, he can only bench, but he can't make the bracha rishona because again those are only the rabbanan. According to a mayor, he can think about the brachos, but he can't verbalize them. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Beikach Beikach Motzi Misfasav. Rabbi Yehuda holds either way, he can verbalize the brachos. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, don't you see that here's lav kedibur because he's allowed to verbalize the brachos. Amrav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, son Rabbi Yehuda, kehilchos derech eretz. This is Rabbi Yehuda was following Hilchus Derech Eretz, right? That's based on a brisa, where in other words that the din is that a Baal Keri is allowed to change around his words. In other words, he's allowed to lie about the fact that he's a Baal Keri. The Satnia, Hodatam Livanacha Livanacha, Uchsim Masre, Yomashra Matlafne Ashama Lukecha Bechoriv, Mala Halon, Beim of Yerevaresus of Zia, Avkan, Beim of Yerevaresus of Zia, just like by Matan Torah, the din is that the way in which we Makabal Torah was with a sense of fear and awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so too, whenever a person is learning Torah, they have to have that sense of fear and awe as well. So if a person is a Baal Keri, so the reason why Keri came about was because of a certain sense of lightheadedness, so therefore the halakha is that as a result he's not allowed to learn Torah. Mikan Amru, Hazav and Lahamit Sorayim, Ubayin al Nidos, Mutarim, Likros, Patorim, and Avim, Vaksuvim, Lashadus, and Mishnah, and Gemara of Halakhas, Uvagados. So a person who's Tamei because of some sort of bodily function, Hazav, and Mitzorah, and Nida, that's just natural. So for those cases, you're allowed to learn Torah. I have a Baal Keri and Ashur, but a Baal Keri is not allowed to, because a Baal Keri brought this on himself as a result of a certain sense of lightheadedness. Therefore, he's not allowed to learn Torah. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Shonahu Beregilios, he's allowed, according to Rabbi Yossi, a Baal Keri is allowed to learn those things which we normally learn. In other words, things that people say all the time, let's say Shema, or things that people are accustomed to saying. Uvavad Shelo Yatzia Esa Mishnah, provided that he doesn't arrange the Mishnayos. In other words, he doesn't start explaining the reasons behind things. He can just say things out that, you know, that are easy to understand. Rabbi Yonas Ben Yosef Omer, Matzia Hu Esa Mishnah, he says, no, he's allowed to explain the Mishnayos, but he can't explain the Sfar as the Gemara is behind them. Rabbi Nasan Ben Avishalom Omer, Af Matzia Esa Gemara, he can do that also. Uvavad Shelo Yomar Askaro Shemo, provided that he doesn't mention the psukim that are quoted by the Gemara. That is not allowed to do. Rabbi Yochanan has satan or tamidos or Rabbi Akiva mishum Rabbi Akiva Omer liyikonis lemedrash kol ikar. He shouldn't. A Baal Keri is not allowed to start darshining psukim at all. Ha'amri lo liyikonis the base hamedrash kol ikar. And another version of the Gemara is that he shouldn't even walk into a base medrash. Rabbi Huda Omer shonahu hilchos derech eretz. Right, so he says he's allowed to learn hilchos derech eretz, which is a reference to know, for example, the ways that the Menachem are supposed to act, which aren't strictly speaking halachos, but they're more like good practices. So that he's allowed to learn. The Gemara says, So Rabbi Huda one time experienced Keri. He was walking by the river. So why don't you teach us a halacha in Hilchos Derech Eretz? Because since you're a Baal Keri, you can't teach us normative halacha, so now you can teach us something in Hilchos Derech Eretz. So what did he do? He arrived at the top of the first he went to the mikvah, and then he taught them something. So Amr Lutami said, what do you mean? Didn't you teach us Shonahu Hilchos Derech Eretz? Didn't you tell us that a Baal Keri is allowed to learn Hilchos Derech Eretz? So why do you have to go to the mikvah first? Amr Lutami, no. Even though I'm making for other people to learn Hilchos Derech Eretz and they're a Baal Keri, I'm machmir on myself. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Haya Omer, Ein Divrei Torah Mekabel Tumah. Divrei Torah are not Mekabel Tumah. So therefore, a Baal Keri will be allowed to learn Torah, because no matter how Tumah you are, you're allowed to learn. There's a certain Talmud who was stuttering in his learning. In other words, he couldn't get his learning out properly in front of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Amar Leis, so he said, Bini, Psach Picha V'Yiru Dvarach, open your mouth and let the Torah, the light of Torah, flood you. She'en Divrei Torah Mekabel Tumah, because Torah is not Mekabel Tumah. She'en Emar Halucho Dvari Kaish No Mashem. Ma'ish Yehuda Mekabel Tumah. Divrei Torah Mekabel Tumah, just like fire is not Mekabel Tumah. So too the words of Torah are not Mekabel Tumah either. Amar Mar, Matzia Esa Mishnah, Vina Matzia Esa Gemara. We said, according to one sheet of the Gemara, you're allowed to explain the reasonings behind the Mishnayas, but not the Gemara. Misayel el Rabbi Eli, Dam Rabbi Eli, Amar Acha Bar Yaakov, Mishum Rabbeinu, Halacha Matzia Esa Mishnah, Vina Matzia Esa Gemara. So that's them. You can explain the reasons behind the Mishnayas, but not the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Kitanai, it's like a Machlokes Tanai. Matzia Esa Mishnah, Vina Matzia Esa Gemara, Divra Meir, Rabbi Huda Ben Gamliel, Omer Mishum Rabbi Chanim Ben Gamliel, Zev is Asher. You can't even explain the reasonings behind the Mishnayas. The Amri La, Zev is Mutter. So Mando Amar Zev is Asher, Kirab Yochanan Hasadler, Mando Amar Zev is Mutter, Kirab Yudim Meser. So that's my chokes out of the Gemara earlier. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Nog Alma Kahani Tlas Savi. The world follows these three elders in three different areas of halacha. Kirabi Eli Bereshis Hagiz, Kirabi Yoshia Bekelayim, Kirabi Yehuda Ben Maseirah Bedivertar. So what are these three halachas? So the Gemara says, Kirabi Eli Bereshis Hagiz, what does that mean? The Sanya, Rabbi Eli Omer, Reshis Hagiz, you know, knowing Ela Ba'aretz. The din is, the machlok is, right, Reshis Hagiz means that the first shearings of my sheep have to go to the Kohen. So the machlok is that it only applies in Eretz Yisrael, even in Chutz La'aretz. So this is according to according to Rabbi Eli, that only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yoshia b'kilayim k'dechsev lo sezra karmecha kilayim. Rabbi Yoshia omer li olam inochayim ad sheyizra chito sora v'chartzad b'ma poles yad. You're only chay when you only violate the isra of kilayim when you harvest different types of species, wheat and barley, together with a sickle. In other words, I use a certain kli together at the same time. That's what I'm chayav for kelayim. And in Kerevim Mesira, Pidivri Torah, Desani, Kerevim Mesira, Omer, in Divri Torah, Kamal Tumah. That's the we quoted before, that Divri Torah, not Kamal Tumah. Therefore, Abal carries a lot of learn according to that. He also says, Ziri Amar, Batlua Litvilusa, Thamrila Batlua Linitilusa. So he says that, Batmanazah, we no longer practice these tevilas for Abal carry. Or according to the other version, we don't practice even the Natila. In other words, we don't even wash our hands in this situation. So the Gemara says, Ma'adar Batlua Litvilusa, Kerevim Mesira. If you say the gears of the Gemara, is that the tefillah is at the window? So that's a great bit of a Maseira. In other words, because he holds that different Torah not Makabal Tumah, therefore there's no point of you going to the mikvah. You can learn Torah even without going to the mikvah. Ma'adam Rebat Lua Linati Lusa, Kyodar of Chist, Alayan Amadam, Hadar Amaya, but he done Tumah. That's the one we quoted earlier, that Rav Chist used to curse a person who go looking for water, Bishas tefillah, when there was no water around. So if a Baal Kari pours 9 kav of water over his head, meaning he doesn't have to go to the mikvah formally, he becomes tar. Nachomish Gamzu Lechash to Rabbi Akiva. He whispered this to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva Lechash to Manazay. Manazay Yatzo Ushnal to Midrashok. He taught this publicly. So Pligi Matriamori Marava Rabbi Yosi Marava and Rabbi Yosi Bar Zvida. Chatani Shna Chatani Lechash. One version of the Torah says that he taught it publicly, and one version says that he also whispered it to people. He didn't tell it publicly. Madatani Shna Mishum Bittul Torah Mishum Bittul Piri of Arivia. According to the version they taught publicly, well, number one, because he wanted to promote Talmud Torah, meaning that even Baal Kari should learn. And number two, we want to prove that you don't have to go to the mikvah to become Torah. You can just pour the water on yourself and then you can engage in relations with your wife. The version says that he only whispered it. So this way, Talmid Chachamim aren't found with their wives having relations so often like chickens do with their mates. This way, he says, they should kind of hold back a little bit and not do it so often. Amrav Yanai. I've heard some people are machmir about this and some people are mekel. If you're machmir about this, meaning to say to go to an actual mikvah, not to just pour tisha kavan of water on you, then you're going to get a long life. So the Gemara says, Mativan, ha'ihuda amar balkari asubidivri Torah. He says, in other words, the question that he raised was, what's the nature of those people who go to the mikvah in the morning? He says, what do you mean, what's the nature? He's the one who says that a balkari is not allowed to learn Torah. So obviously they're going to the mikvah in order to be able to learn Torah. No. Why are they going to a real mikvah? Why not just pour, you know, 9 kav of water on you and call it a day? So the question is, what do you mean? Mativan b'tefila efshar b'nesina, right? Why are you going into the mikvah? Why are you totally? You could simply just pour the water all over you. That would be good enough. Amrabi Khanina, get their gadol gadruba. They made a fence, in other words, a siyag around this. The sanya, ma'isa echad shetava isha dvaravera, right? There was a certain person whose wife wanted to commit an avera, right? In other words, there was a single woman, and the single woman wanted to have relations with another man. Amru lo reka, yesh lechar b'ayim sashat tovah. And he says, you fool. In other words, there you could theoretically tovel in a mikvah of 40 sa'ah. So miyad pirish. So in other words, when he realized that she was trying to set him up, in other words, that she didn't actually go to the mikvah, so that he separated from her. So Amar Lahu Rav Huna L'Rabana Rabosai. If Neima Ata Mezalz L'Mitfila Zo, why are you degrading this tevila of 9 kap? Im Yishem Tzina Asher B'Merchat Zos. If it's because the water is too cold, so you can go to the bathhouse and you can tovel there also. Amar Lahu Rav Chist V'Chiyish Tevila Chalim. What do you mean? Are you allowed to tovel in hot water? That's something of very big machlokas. All our mikvahs today, for the most part, are all hot water mikvahs. But he says, are you allowed to tovel in hot water? Amar Lahu Rav Adam Barava Kai Kvasach Rav Zera. I'm sorry, he says, he says that we pass like you. Rav Zera Hava Yosef Ba'agna Demaya B'Masusa. Rav Zera was sitting by the area of the bathhouse where the water was. Amar Leila Shabbai. So he told his attendant, his servant, Zilva Isli Tisha Kabin Vishad Ilavai. Take 9 kav of water and pour it on top of me. Amar Leila Rabbi Chia. So Amar Leila Rabbi Chia Baraba Lama Leila Mar Kulehai Yosef Begavai. He says, what do you have to go and bring this whole tub of water for? He says, you're inside of the bathhouse. Why don't you just turn the shower on and go there? Why do you have to pour the water on for it? So he says, says just like there's a kapeda. In other words, just like I can't take the waters of the mikvah and pour it on my head, I have to go total in the mikvah. So it's for tisha kavan. It's the opposite. Tisha kavan, you have to pour it on your head. You can't just go total in tisha kavan. You have to pour it on your head. Bidavka. So he was in Rav Nachman, Tikin Chatzva Bas Tisha Kav. Rav Nachman made some sort of a tub or some sort of a kli which held 9 kav of water. Ki Asher Rav Dimi Amar Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Yehuda Gilustera Amru Lo Shanu El Lechola Leonso Ava Lechola Hamargil Arba Imsa. In other words, he says that he made this sort of a kli Okay, and he says that the din is that you're only allowed to suffice in totaling a nine kav as opposed to a real mikvah if it was called a chol la onso. What does that mean, a chol la onso? Chol la onso means that a person who sees carry against his will. In other words, he didn't bring it upon himself. But if it's called a chol la hamargil, in other words, it's a person who brought the carry on himself because of certain actions that he did, so then he has to go to a real mikvah. Amar Rav Yosef, Itmar Chatzay de Rav Nachman. Let's break Rav Nachman's clear that he made. He also Rav it Amar. In other words, he was saying that we don't need it because the concept of a chol la onso of a person who sees carry not because he brought it on himself is so uncommon that there's no point in making this clear of Rav Nachman. Let's just go to a regular mikvah because 99% of the time it's going to be what's called a chol la hamargil, a regular person who saw carry because he brought it on himself. So the Gemara says, Ki also Rav it Amar, Pu'usha Hav Uvda, the kill of the Rav Oshia. So there was an incident in Usha by the area by the room of Rav Oshia. Asi v'shalul Rav Asi, Amar lulu shadu el chol hamargil, av lechol liotso pater bikur. According to Rav Asi, only a chol hamargil has to go to the mikvah in the first place. A chol laonso, if it came about against his will, he's completely pater from going to the mikvah even for Tisha Kabin. So Amar Rav Yosef, it's the mirchase to Rav Nachman. He says we've brought Rav Nachman's kli back to life. Because now it's not so uncommon apparently to have a chol la onso, and therefore he says he has a tovel in that kli as well. So the Gemara says, "Mich kutlu amorai v'tanai b'de Ezra kamif." Okay, everyone's fighting it out about takanas Ezra. Right, we pointed out before that Ezra was the one who made the takana that Balkari has to go to the mikvah in order to learn Torah. Mito Raisa, he doesn't have to do that. So only the takana, of Ezra. So the Gemara asks, "V'nechse Ezra hichitike." Why don't you just see what was Ezra's takana? How could there be a machlokas about what Ezra's takana was? Amar Abaye, no. Ezra tike labari hamargil memsa ubari laonso tishakab. What was Ezra's original takana? So it depends. If you have a healthy person that brought the carry on himself, he has to go to a regular mikvah. But if the healthy person saw a carry against his will, then he could do tishakab. The asu amorai uplige bechola. The amorai debate, what about a chola? What about a sick person? Mar savar chola hamargil kibari hamargil. So once you chola laonso kibari laonso. So once he says, it all lines up. If you're a chola that brought carry on yourself, you're like a regular person who brought carry on himself. And if you're a chola who brought carry on himself, then you're like if you're like a chola who's taught carry against his will, then you're like a bari, a regular person who's taught carry against his will. That's one shita. Umar savar chola hamar yil kibari laonso, the chola laonso patur miklum. The other shita says no. If you're a chola that brought carry on himself, you're like a regular person who's taught carry against his will. And if you're a chola who's taught carry against his will, then you're totally patur from going to the mikvah. Amar Rava, Nehida Tikin Ezra Tevila, Nesina Mitikin, he says, granted, Ezra was Masakin, the concept of Tevila for a Balkari, but who says he was Masakin to pour the Tisha Kamen? The Ha'amar Mar, Ezra Tikin Tzila Bali Kriya, he was only Masakin to go to the mikvah, not Masakin to pour the Tisha Kamen. So Elo Amar Rava, Ezra Tikin Tzila Labari Hamargil Memsa. Ezra's Masakin, that for a regular healthy person who brought the carry on himself, so he has to go to Tovel in a regular mikvah. The Asu Rabbana Vehiskinu Labari Laonso Tisha Kamen, the Rabbana come along and say that when a regular person sees carry against his will, so that he can suffice with only Tisha Kabin and doesn't have to go to a regular mikvah. So one sheet says that when you're a chola who brought it on himself, so he's like a bari who brought it on himself, and a chola who saw against his will is like a bari who saw against his will. No, the bari hamargil memsa, the chola hamargil kibari laonso Tisha Kabin, ava lechola laonso patronikla. When you're a chola who sees against his will, then you're positive for going to the mikvah at all. Amar Rava, Hilchasa the halacha is Bari Hamargil Vachola Hamargil Arbaimsa. So whenever you bring the carry on yourself, you have to go to the mikvah. Bari Laonso, that's Tisha Kabin. If you're a healthy person that saw against his will, you Tisha Kabin. Ava Lachola Laonso, Pater Mikol. The din is, if you're a chola who saw against his will, then you're Pater Kapoot. Tana Rabbanan, Balkari should ask the love Tisha Kabin Mayim Tar. Balkari puts 9 kav of water on himself, you start. But Medvar Mamurim La'atzmo. In other words, that's only true for himself. But when it comes to achirim, in other words, he wants to be mostly someone else's chiyuv, let's say, and something else, right? So then he needs to actually go, let's say he wants to make brachos for somebody else, then he would actually have to go to a regular mikvah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Memsa, Rabbi Kolak, Rabbi says he has to go to a regular mikvah all the time, no matter what. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Chad mehaizuga v'chad mehaizuga reisha. In other words, one pair from each set, they said about the following case. Chad Omer, Had Amar Ba Medvar Mamurim La Atzma V'Lachir Memsa. That which we said that only for yourself you have to go. You do Tisha Kabin. Before I mean Motzi other people in Brachos, you need to have a Memsa. Lo Shanu Ela L'Chola Hamargil. That's only true for a Chola who brought it on himself. Ava L'Chola Lonesa. But if the Chola saw the carry against his will, then Tisha Kabin is good enough. The Chad Amar No Kol Achirim. Afilu cholaliyo. So, ad ikamem. So, if we're going to be mochi somebody else, even if you're a cholal that the carry came about against your will, you still need to go to a regular mikvah. V'chad mehazuga, v'chad mehazuga, seifa. One of the pairs of these amorim said about the seifa. V'chad amar, hadam Rav Yehuda mem sa'ami kol makom. That which Rav Yehuda said that you always have to in a regular mikvah, lo shanu ela bekarka, ala b'chelim lo. That's only true when it comes to karka. In other words, meaning to say that you tovel in a mikvah that's in the ground. But if you're toveling in a mikvah, which is just a tub, basically, right? It's just not the mikvahs that we have today. So then that's not going to work. What she says, even if I'm toveling in a mikvah that's not in the ground, that would also suffice. So if you say that you're toveling inside of a tub as opposed to the ground, so that's why Rabbi Huda says that 40 shah is good enough. But if you're going to say that you can only toveling in the ground and not inside of a tub, so what does Rabbi Huda mean to include? The chiddush is you don't have to tovel in formal mikvah water. The din is that the initial 40 shah of a mikvah have to be rainwater. They're mayim shuvin, that they're water that were drawn inside of a kli, they're pasul for the mikvah. But the Gemara says when it comes to a bal keri mikvah mitar, they don't have to be kosher mikvah water. They could be mayim shuvin also, and that would be good enough. Rapapa of Ravuna Bereder, Rav Yehoshua, Virava, Bar Shua, Krichu Rifta Bahadada. They were eating bread together. Amale Rapapa, Havuli Lididi, Livroch. Let me lead the benching because let me make hamotzi because Tisha Kabin fell on me. That only works. In other words, the Tisha Kabin works for yourself, but you want to be mochi us in benching. You want to be mochi us in hamotzi. For that, you have to go to a regular mikvah. So bring me the bread to make the bracha on because 40 saw of water fell on my head. No, bring me the bread. Because I was never tummy in the first place. Rav Chama used to go to the mikvah on Erev Pesach in order to be mochi other people in their chiyuv. But again, the Gemara says that we don't pass it that way because again, we assume that in order to be mochi other people in their chiyuv, you actually have to go to a regular mikvah. So the Mishnah says, "Haya omi betfilah." In the middle of davening, v'niskar shuva keri. You realize you're about keri. Yifs yasik. So the Gemara says, "Lo yasik al yikatzur." Don't stop davening, but rather shorten your tefillah. Yoram v'tefillah. Let's say you're going to the mikvah. Im yocholalos ulehis kasos halikrots adshelo tehe hanit zachama yalav yiskas yikrot. If you're able to recite Kriya Shema before, if you're not going to be able to say Kriya Shema. If you can get out of the mikvah on time before Nitz Chama to say Kriya Shema, then get out of the mikvah and say Shema. If you have Yiskas if you're not going to get out of the mikvah before Nitz Chama, then you have to cover yourself up in the water and say Kriya Shema in the mikvah. But don't cover yourself with dirty or disgusting water unless you dilute it with clean water. And wherever you're dominating in general, you cannot be within 4 amos of dirty water, of feces, of anything else that's disgusting. You have to distance yourself. Don't stop davening, but rather shorten your tefillah. Let's say you're in the middle of let's say Kriyas HaTorah, and you realize that you're a bal keri. Again, don't stop reading the Torah, but rather you should kind of like rush through it a little bit. In other words, you should read it quickly. A Balkari is not allowed to read more than 3 psukim in the Torah. Tani idach, hayomi betfila v'ra atzoa kenegdim. So you're davening and you see feces in front of you. Then you should throw it away, you should move yourself away from it 4 amos. V'hasani al tzadav. Didn't we say you should be on the side? In other words, not behind the feces. Lo kashu ha'de'efshar d'lashu. Meaning, if possible, it's better to move yourself off to the side. But if you can't do that, then at least you should be behind the feces and not directly in front of it. Then the Gemara says, "How you misfollow the matzah tzoram kolatz in your davening, and you find feces in the area where you're davening." Amar Rabba, afal pishachata tefilas tefila. Even though you sinned, but your tefila b'diavad is still a good tefila. So, basically, Rava, what do you mean? Zevach reshim toiva. But the carbon of a rasha is considered an abomination. How on earth can your tefila that's done in the place of tsoa be a good tefila? Elo Amar Rava, ho avachata afal pishachata tefilas toiva. It's the opposite. And since you sin, even though you daven, your tefillah is essentially meaningless because it's considered to be a toeva. Okay, well, we'll stop here for now.